Hey, hi, hello, how are ya? I'm Tyma Hart, and welcome back to High Tide. In this series, we go into the millennial mindset as we dive into topics plaguing us going through our quarter life crisis. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know that there's always a tremendous amount of time in between each episode, and that's because there always has to be some life that happens between each one. I wanted to make each episode as authentic and true to myself as possible. I used to not consider myself as someone who kept a journal, but after 2 years, I guess I am. And each episode comes from a journal entry, so here's my latest. Recently, I've made some pretty major changes and had to accept some new titles and redefine the parameters of my identity. The first was waking up to my womanhood. I was having a conversation with my mom the other day, and I was telling her I felt this light bulb go off, and I realized I'm not a young girl anymore, but a full-fledged grown woman. I'd been supporting myself financially for the last few years, and I'd been making strides to self-reflect and become the best version of me, and had finally come to the conclusion that putting myself first was not selfish, but survival. The next was quitting my job of 5 years. Now that I don't work there anymore, I feel comfortable disclosing that I used to work at Raising Cane's. And I know, you'd either trade your left kidney for a cup of cane sauce, or you think it's pretty, Regardless of your obsession with the food or overrated thoughts of it all, it served me for such a long time till it didn't. At one point in time, I really loved working there. I walked in with no experience and worked my way to management. And just between me and you, it was the first and only job I'd held. Leaving something so familiar was difficult. I'd worked there so long, my friends would see me and get hungry. It became a part of my identity, and I got to the point that I wanted to write myself a new narrative. A quick side note though, does anyone else scroll through the Instagram Explore page for longer than they'd like to admit, or is that just me? But I did see something that stuck with me, and it said, choose a path and walk down it. And if that's not where you want to go, simply turn around and go another direction. I think we get it in our heads that just because this thing is something we've always done, means we have to do it forever. The beautiful thing about being human is free will. So when my job no longer served me, I got ghost. So all I'm saying is, it's okay to be scared of change, but be more afraid of not doing what you love. And don't get me wrong, I don't love my new job either, but I do love the person it allows me to be. For someone like myself, who's worn uniforms all through school, then worked at a job that requires a uniform, my gosh, does wearing my own clothes mean so much to me. Being able to work a consistent schedule that doesn't include getting off work at 2 to 3 a.m. and packing a lunch every day makes a world of difference of how I feel and interact with the world around me. The third thing is that I'm single. I broke it off with my on and off again boyfriend of 2 years, and this one had me sick when it came time town to do the deed. I really struggled with ending things because technically nothing was wrong, but nothing was right either. All the things that bothered me in the beginning that I kept trying to ignore bubbled up and I couldn't keep it down anymore. In my deepest nature, I'm a nurturer. And the more he shared his hurt with me, I got obsessed with wanting to be the one to take it all away. So I stopped voicing my concerns so that I could love him back to life. And don't get me wrong, he loved me. And if I'm being way too honest, he was the first boyfriend I felt like truly loved me, and I gave that up so that I could choose myself. I'd never been more clear on anything than wanting a family, and when I thought about him being the head of my household, I couldn't see it. He was not my husband, and it was time to put my money where my mouth was and make a tough call. It didn't mean I didn't love him, and as cliche as it sounds, I wish we could still be friends, but I don't think that's going to be happening. It's been about 2 weeks now, and I'm okay with the whole thing. I'm even better for it. What I want to leave you with is reflect, 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 and damn it, did I say it enough times. What I learned about myself from doing so is, one, I'm kind of a scary bitch. But if I really have to, I'll take care of business. So to combat that, I do Krav Maga. And if you don't know what that is, it's a military self-defense and fighting system developed for the Israeli Defense Forces. It's a combo of techniques from boxing, wrestling, aikido, judo, and karate, alongside some realistic fight training. well, according to Google. And I proudly hold an orange belt and will kick your ass. But that's only if I'm provoked. It makes me feel strong and self-sufficient. I remember when I first started training, I walked down the street like, who want it? What's up? Who wants some? But knowing that I can protect myself was so important. It not only changed my body, but my mind. When you can hold your own in a class full of 200 plus pound dudes, how you feel about yourself changes, and you really can walk in peace. And numero dos, I don't always have to be tough. And I know that sounds like a contradiction to my first point, but embracing my femininity was crucial. Being soft doesn't conflict with my independence. I love being a woman, the glitz and the glam of it all. And that nurturing side of me is power, and I'll be damned if you tell me otherwise. Whoever you are now, whatever you do now, is not permanent. Your dream self is simply that. It's you. So become that, and don't let anyone, including your doubts, stand in your way. If you like what you heard, please follow me on Instagram at TyMahart. That's TyMahEART. For upload alerts, feel free to drop a comment or two and share your phase of self-reflection. What I can definitely say is hearing other people go through the same things as me made me feel less alone. So until next time, peace.